The Big Story from the Straits Times on Money FM 89.3.
I'm Olivia Quay. You can subscribe to the Straits Times channel so you never miss a single episode. President Donald Trump impeached for the second time by the House of Representatives, this making him the first American president to be impeached twice. If you recall, he was first impeached in 2019 for abuse of power and obstruction of Congress. All 222 House Democrats and 10 Republicans voted to charge Mr. Trump with incitement of insurrection following last week's attack on the Capitol by a pro-Trump mob. Now, at a ceremony where she signed the article of impeachment, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said the vote showed that no one is above the law. Well, 2 hours after the vote, Mr. Trump issued his strongest condemnation yet of political violence, as he's still banned from major social media platforms. His 5-minute-long statement was uploaded on the White House accounts, where he also called for unity and urged his supporters to promote peace. So the next major step is for the Senate to have a trial to determine Mr. Trump's guilt. But the Senate is currently in recess and is not scheduled to return until January the 19th. The Straits Times' foreign editor, Bhagya Srigarekha, is here to take this discussion further. So Bhagya, back in 2019, Mr. Trump was acquitted by the Senate during his first impeachment trial. Mm-hmm. And if a trial begins after Inauguration Day on Jan 20th, Republicans would no longer hold a majority in the Senate. So what are the odds then of Mr. Trump being convicted this time?
Actually, the odds remain uncertain at this point. You know, the math is this, that you have, after the two Democrats from Georgia are sworn into the cabinet, there's going to be 50 Republicans and 50 Democrats in the Senate, which has 100 seats, right? So for conviction, you have to have support from 2/3 majority, which means at least 17 Republican senators have to support, the conviction move. And it's not clear that this will happen. The leader of the Republicans in the Senate, Mr. Mitch McConnell, as we know, has already said that he has not yet decided whether he will vote to convict him. He says he wants to hear the legal arguments first. In fact, most of the Republicans in the Senate have not openly said they will vote to convict him. They have said they are, they are critical of his role of Mr. Trump's role in inciting the insurrection. Now, there is an opinion poll as well, Olivia, that I thought I'd mention. You know, it's out today. It's by Politico, that American news website. And what it tells you is that Mr. Trump remains the top choice for his party's, as his party's presidential candidate for 2024. So for these reasons, you can tell that, the ground and the opinion about Mr. Trump is not very clear yet.
All these efforts to impeach him, Mr. Trump will no longer even be the president this time next week. So why is impeachment still worthwhile, Bhagya? And what is the strategy there from the Democrats?
Okay, so first of all, impeachment is a way to hold a president accountable. You know, it shines a light on the conduct or the misconduct of the president. It's the citizens which have the biggest stake in that. It's not a matter merely for politicians. So therefore, even after Mr. Trump becomes ex-president next week, it has the impeachment and conviction would have this important moral value. Additionally, if Mr. Trump is convicted in a Senate trial which follows, it means that he cannot run for president in 2024. And that's a pretty significant outcome for the Republicans. You know, then the decks are clear for a new party, a new party leader for the Republicans to take Mr. Trump's place, and then he can redefine the party.
So, Bhagya, if the trial only proceeds after January the 20th, of course, that's Inauguration Day, and the Senate is preoccupied with that, how does it affect the Biden administration and its agenda?
So it does depend on how the trial goes. And if you look at past impeachment trials, they've lasted anything from between 3 weeks to 3 months. And so if it's quick, then the damage to Mr. Biden's governance agenda is going to be limited. Otherwise, if it's protracted, it's going to affect the pace at which, he can carry out his agenda. The confirmation and the appointment of his cabinet members could be delayed. He has a pretty ambitious 100-day agenda, and that could be delayed. This is the time when American presidents, when they come in, they make the boldest moves. And the trial is going to be a big distraction from that. And if you look in an even wider way, then the polarization that we've seen in the country could deepen further. And Mr. Biden, who does want to unify the nation, that's going to be a big impediment for him.
Right. Well, Bhagya, you said earlier that, you know, there are Republicans who are critical of Trump. It remains to be seen, of course, whether that will materialize in the Senate trial. But earlier, 10 House Republicans voted yes to impeachment. So how can the GOP recover from the Trump presidency, even if, as you mentioned, polls show that Trump is still the top candidate as the Republican presidential nominee in 2024?
You know, it is a bit tricky. So for the Republicans, they have to distance themselves from Mr. Trump, but they have to keep a line open to his voters. You know, firstly, we do know that Mr. Trump's base is very real. Right. He did win the second highest number of votes that a U.S. presidential candidate has won in an election. And he did address concerns which are very real to American voters, especially those who felt neglected by both parties. Now, because of these things, the Republicans have to make sure that they do not demonize Mr. Trump to the extent that they lose his voters. But at the same time, this is a time when they have to put distance between themselves and Mr. Trump. For one thing, they could run out of money. You know, we've been reporting that American companies have said they are not going to be supporting lawmakers who back Mr. Trump's claims that, you know, the election was somehow fraudulent and he was deprived of a victory. So they have to make that distinction between themselves and Mr. Trump. It also depends to a large extent on, what is the fate of Mr. Trump eventually? Is he convicted? In that case, he's not going to be able to run in the next election. Are there lawsuits against him? Are there long trials which discredit him? In that case, again, it becomes easier for the party to distance himself from Mr. Trump. Another possibility, Mr. Trump could somehow portray himself as a victim of dirty Washington politics. And then he can continue to channel grievances. He can remain popular at the fringes of the party. And I think eventually he may lose relevance in politics.
Thank you very much, Bhagya, for laying out all of these scenarios and all the issues as well. And of course, for joining me today. I've been speaking with Bhagya Srikareka, foreign editor at The Straits Times.